News with Bill Roller at BR Capital. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. The sun is shining somewhere, but I guess it's not in Hillsborough.
No, we're fogged in at the moment, but that'll burn off. It'll be a nice day today. I can probably wash my car.
It'll be beautiful up here in Vancouver as well. Well, not a whole lot to report about the markets. We're in a giant holding pattern, just kind of going round and round in circles, waiting for the outcome of the election.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're less than a week away from the election. Early voting's going on here in Oregon and several other states. And what do you do as a financial advisor in the week or 2 weeks before the election? I mean, not much is going on, right? And so what do you do?
Well, you try and have an opinion. Even though there's certainly a fair amount of uncertainty, but part of the job is sort of trying to figure that out. You're trying to discern what kind of day it's been given the early rays of sunshine. So I'm somewhat short-term bearish on the market, but long-term bullish. I mean, I think there's a very good chance of a Trump presidency.
Mm-hmm.
So
what does that mean for you then?
Well, I think that you're seeing the risk-off trade. You're going to see, that a lot of money is starting to come out of equities. I'm actually having a lot of stops being hit for clients. It's been sort of a slow-motion correction going on here for a few months. The other thing that's roiling the markets is, of course, when will the Federal Reserve finally raise interest rates? They're looking like it's going to be December. As I said last time we discussed this, though, the Federal Reserve under a Trump presidency would have no incentive to go slow, so they would probably go fairly quickly, which would also roil the markets.
Yeah, so now let's talk a little bit about the world economy as a whole. There is the Russian, they're flooding the market with oil because they have excess, but is there a possibility that they're starting kind of a little war going on over there that really could affect that?
Well, yeah, certainly. I mean, there's quite a few parallels between now and the 1930s when there were quite a few countries that were having economic problems because of the Great Depression. And we're seeing kind of the same thing. You know, certainly in Russia, they don't have a huge manufacturing base. I mean, they're very much a resource economy. So they are flooding the world with cheap oil. Then you've got Iran, which has been hard up for hard currency for a long time because of sanctions. And the U.S. government, in its infinite wisdom, just got rid of those. So they're also flooding the market with oil. So all of these countries that had done quite well without having to do a whole lot of work suddenly are not making a lot of money, and it's creating huge amounts of internal pressure.
Sure. Now, let's chat a little bit about more of the, speaking of the money that you just brought up, how about Greece? They went bankrupt, 2 years ago now? And have they recovered?
There was a report out about 3 weeks ago that said that they had actually made another payment on their bailout funds, and they, believe it or not, had made progress in terms of energy and pensions and some other things. So Greece was actually looking rather positive. Whether that'll continue, of course, remains to be seen. So, of course, the question becomes, when do we do our Greece bailout?
Yeah, right. What about Europe? I mean, the EU. I mean,
well, for sure.
That's the touchy
Brexit. Britain's leaving, or I should say, hard Brexit. Britain's leaving the European Union has been a little bit of shock therapy for them. So it remains to be seen whether the European Union will adjust its internal problems to prevent other countries from leaving. I think it's going to be difficult. I mean, because they really don't have a democratic process over there, and it's very much sort of a bureaucratic driven sort of government with the smartest people in charge with no means of getting rid of them.
Right. In 10 seconds, how's the world economy for the rest of the countries?
Flat. International Monetary Fund said that the global growth is going to be hovering around 1-2%, which is not that great. And of course, you've got concerns about China. They've become the big engine of the global economy, and they're having their issues.
That's true. He's Bill
Roller.
Bill Roller, sorry, Bill Roller at BR Capital, brcapital.com. Thanks, Bill. It's 728. This is the Westside Morning Report. Jim